It was Friday, August the 16th, 1963, when little 5-year-old Maria Elena Wasik decided to go outdoors while waiting for her mom Agnes to finish up with the chores so that the two could go out for errands. As Agnes peeped out the front window, she could see her beautiful daughter giving candy out to her friends. Everything seemed normal. It was only a few moments later when Agnes saw a friend of her son's come into the front door, carrying Maria Elena in his arms. She ran to the door shocked that she couldn't understand what had happened within a short period of time. Maria Elena began shouting, "Mommy, I'm blind! Mommy, I'm blind!" Her mom Agnes could not understand what had happened, as nobody seemed to give an explanation. She then looks out her front door and sees the family car, a 1957 Dodge, out in the middle of the street. She then laid her daughter down on the sofa in the living room. Maria Elena was still screaming that she was blind. Because of all the commotion, children and adults from the neighborhood began flocking in to see what was all the fuss about. But what happened to Maria Elena? Maria Elena, knowing that she and her mom were going to go shopping, in her make-believe, went to the driver's side of the car and opened the front door, but she never got in. She then accidentally released the emergency handbrake, which was on the floor, and this accidentally caused the car to roll backwards as it was parked on a slight incline. When Maria Elena realized the car was moving, she tried to get out of the way, but she wasn't fast enough. The door that was opened closed in on her, and before she could get away, she was knocked down and under the left front wheel of the car. The boy that had carried Maria Elena in the house was nearby and had noticed the car rolling backwards. He ran over to it, jumped in, and was just about to pull the emergency brake when he suddenly felt the car go over a lump. What was that lump? He froze for a bit, and as he got out of the car, he saw that it was Maria Elena. He then ran to pick up Maria Elena, but she was in so much shock that she tried her best to run back into the house, but she was stumbling with each step she took because of the accident. At this point, she was blind and couldn't see anything. As her mom lifted up her t-shirt, she saw how there were tire marks all over her chest, and her back was all skinned from the concrete drive, and all marks from the concrete were ground in her skin. Her mom Agnes began to pray, "My dear God, help her. Little Rose, help her." She felt prompted to go into her bedroom, and on her dresser, there was a bottle which had water in it. It was the very water which was used to wash the body of Woonsocket mystic and stigmatic Little Rose after her death. She and her husband then rushed Maria Elena to Oakwood Hospital. Maria Elena was screaming in pain, and her breathing was only getting heavy and short. She still couldn't see, and she was still screaming that she was blind. Agnes felt as if her daughter was slowly dying in her arms. Her eyes rolled backwards and her skin began to turn pale. But then she remembered that she had Little Rose's water in her hand, and filled with so much faith, she used the water to bless her daughter's chest 3 times in honor of the Blessed Trinity and implored Little Rose's intercession. Suddenly, Maria Elena opened her eyes and told her mother, "Mommy, I can see now. Mommy, I'm all right. Please don't cry." After having arrived at the hospital, the results were given. There was not a single bone that was broken, and there wasn't even any sign of internal bleeding. Doctors themselves, after hearing about the incident, could not believe their very eyes and had to even x-ray her a couple of times just to be sure. All they could do was shake their heads in amazement. Maria Elena was released from the hospital just a few days later without any complications. For a 5-year-old girl to be run over by a car, then sustain not a single fraction in her body? If you don't think that is miraculous, then I don't know what is. God once again confirming his powers through one of his saints, and it is because of this miraculous event that the Wasik family became stronger in their faith. Little Rose once again proving herself to be a powerful intercessor. And this is just a small portion of the many amazing miraculous cures attributed to the intercession of the Woonsocket saint, Marie Rose Ferron. Little Rose, pray for us.